Back here on the game, John and Tyler. Grant is filling in for Mitch, who's doing Manhattan High girls basketball coming up later on tonight. Scheduled 6 o'clock tip time for that. We've got a debate to get into here. You can vote in the Twitter poll, J.L. Kurtz on Twitter. Hour two more on the SEC Big 12 Challenge and K-State and Tennessee. Who's going to be more motivated? Here, Bruce Weber's thoughts on that at 5:10. For now, man, I'm freaking Baylor. I'm going to have to go through and read all this Baylor information, which is just really depressing. Baylor's got a lot more on their plate now with a lawsuit. You know more of the details than I do. Just give me a quick synopsis here before we completely come to a screeching halt and turn the tide from incredibly important and sad very trivial.
Yeah, we were going to finish off the hour with a nice, humanizing, lighthearted segment, but here we go. So a new lawsuit was filed today against Baylor by a graduate who said that she was raped by football players, and the lawsuit alleges 52 uninvestigated rapes by football players over a four-year period of time. Five of those were of the gang rape nature, and basically the program, it alleges that the program instituted a show them a good time kind of culture to sell sex to recruits. It also mentioned that Kendall Briles told recruits that if those recruits like white women, that we have lots of them at Baylor, and they love football players. It's really, really, really ugly stuff, but enjoy Kendall Briles, Florida Atlantic.
Boy, yeah, Matt Rhule is just getting going with all this recruiting momentum that Baylor's had lately. They put together a really good recruiting class in like 2 weeks. This can't help that. I mean, I don't know. People are talking about it. I'm seeing Twitter polls from people about the death penalty now for Baylor. I mean, I'll be honest.
That's an alleged rape every 28 days for 4 years.
Like, you're the one that brought this to my attention. I'm still getting caught up just trying to read the whole article that's out there from the Dallas Morning News right now. So I'll try and react a little bit more to it in hour two. I'm going to have some time to get my bearings under me as far as that is concerned. But that does not look good, and that is just breaking right now. There's no smooth transition to this at all. We had planned something pretty trivial here, and that is the Twitter poll, which, hey, I'm glad to see I'm winning 84% to 16%.
Oh, that was a slam dunk. You posted it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You have followers who disagree with some of my opinions. Yeah, they were going to pick you.
Oh, I don't know if it's as much that as just like I have followers. I may have followers that don't – I mean, they don't know who you are or as much about you if they're not – you know, K-State sports followers, so they're going to vote for me. Yes, I understand that the poll would be skewed. But I asked who could change a tire faster, me or Tyler, and 84% of the respondents say me. It's because you sent me a picture earlier today of a flat tire saying that it was going to make you a little bit late to work. Mm-hmm. So is there a story behind that?
No,
Anything exciting?
It was strange. I didn't have any problem getting home last night, and then I was just pulling out of my driveway, and something didn't sound quite right on my car, and I stopped my car, went and looked around, and it was totally, totally flat. So I didn't have time to change it then, because I was, it was supposed to be at work in about 10 minutes, and so I have a very gracious sister that I borrowed her car to bring here today. Now I'm going to have to, after work, I'm going to have to go back and address that situation. But I don't know.
But does address that situation mean actually changing the tire?
I really don't know.
Because, look, I'll be honest with you. If it's me, and I'm sorry to the 84% here, but you guys probably chose incorrectly. I mean, I don't know. If I were voting, I'd vote Tyler. I don't think either of us are a good choice. This is a real Sophie's choice, to use something that I just learned here recently. It's a real Sophie's choice. Like, it ain't great either way. But, I mean, I've never changed a tire in my life. Like, I have no chance.
I have
no fighting chance at all.
The closest for me is that I was with my dad one time when he had a blowout on the highway, and we pulled over, and he changed the tire. But and I watched, so I've got that going for me, but that's about it. That's all I've got.
Have I watched anybody change a tire?
This is the great thing about the internet, though, because you can take 5 seconds to YouTube how to change a tire, and you can find videos that go step by step on how to do it.
Here's the most impressive thing I have on my resume that's loosely related, okay? Emphasis on loosely. Mm-hmm. And I did have to use the good old Google machine to get me to YouTube to find a video here. I did find a video, and this was my old car when I had old 2003 Taurus. I was missing a taillight, one of the few times I've ever, knock on wood, actually been pulled over. I just had no idea that the taillight was out. So I had to Google how to actually change it. I mean, you had to go, like, through the bag. I can just hear everybody, like, getting angry in their cars as I'm, like, trying to describe this. like, how proud I was for figuring this out. I did. You know, you had to reach under some stuff and twist the light bulb out, plug it in. Voila, there it was at work. But that's my most proud accomplishment, like, working on a car. I mean, I don't speak car. I know nothing about cars. I'm 27 years old. I am not ashamed to admit that I can't change a tire. The closest thing I've ever done is change my taillight.
How long ago was it that you called me up and I had to pick you up near Manhattan High School, take you to a gas station to get some gas, and then take you back to your car because you had run out?
Yeah, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just me.
That's just
trying
running
to push
out of gas.
It too much. Yeah. Especially when I had the old ride. Like, I would try and push it all the time. I don't feel like that falls in the same category as not being able to change a tire. That was just me being an idiot.
So did you get a ticket for the bum taillight?
I don't think I did. No, I think I just got a warning.
And if he would have fought it in court, like he did with his. We got the criminal over here with his rolling through a stop sign.
The
allegedly rolling through a stop sign.
Yes, thank you. Allegedly rolling through a stop sign. Justice was not done in that scenario.
You saved $30, right? Isn't that what they knocked off of it?
Yeah, yes. For sitting through 2 hours in the courtroom, yes, I got $30 whacked off of it. Maybe, you know what? I probably could have figured out how to change a tire in 2 hours, right? In that same amount of time?
That's true. Yep.
Well, you can keep voting if you want, but I'm telling you, the 84% voting for me, they are incorrect. I think Tyler's got a better chance. Maybe he'll be able to get that done later on today. Hour two of the show, obviously we have You Can't Be Serious, as always, to wrap things up. Bruce Weber peels some of the curtain back on how the Big 12 SEC Challenge got going. But when we come back, you would think K-State would have the advantage. I think it's a wash. I'll explain what I'm talking about coming up on the game.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News, I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump makes his first visit to the Pentagon, where he signed an executive order calling for